Welcome to Illinois Family Spotlight, a conversation about issues of the day from a biblical perspective, as well as highlights from interviews, conferences, and events. Here's Monty Larrick.
Thanks for making Illinois Family Spotlight part of your day. The Reverend Cesar LaFleur is the pastor of the Spirit of Liberty Church of God in Markham, and he serves on the boards of the Illinois Family Institute and the Good Soil, Good Seed Scholarship Foundation. He's also the state director of IFI's Public School Exit Project. He's known as the Bishop of Truth. Welcome, Bishop.
Thank you, Monty. It's so great to be here.
Good to have you here.
Yes.
Speaking of public school exit, I would imagine that school choice legislation would help the cause.
Oh, it absolutely would, because right now many parents feel that they're trapped in a failing system in the government school system, and they feel they have no options. They're forced against their will sometimes, have to send their kids to these failing schools. Many people, if they are able, they have to sell their houses to move into a better community so they can have the freedom to send their children to a better school. It would help tremendously if parents have the option to control, make the decisions about where and how their children will be educated.
The fear is always this, though. You have a school choice program, and it's going to come with some strings attached.
Right.
The government's going to say, well, you can have school choice.
Mm-hmm.
But your curriculum must include these things.
Absolutely. Your thoughts? Right down my alley. That's why at Public School Exit, our message is to get the children out of government-run schools. And a lot of times in my presentations, Monty, I tell people that the school systems aren't failing. They're performing exactly as they were designed to perform, and they were never intended to produce not only Christian and Bible worldview children, but also they weren't there to teach them how to be logical or how to be learners. They're there to just try to reduce children to a lowest common denominator. And my choice would be not to send your children at all. If I could speak for everybody, if I could be king and say, snap my fingers, now everybody get your kids out, homeschool your children, get your children involved in Christian church-based schools to get them out. But for those who want, I still want parents to have freedom. It's all about the freedom of the parent to make the decision for their own children instead of the government making decisions for our children, which we see takes place a lot. The government think they have more access or more rights to our children's determination than we do.
I know that the federal government, through the Trump administration, is pushing through some school choice initiatives.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the state of Illinois, being a blue state, reluctant to get involved in that. And I know Jed Davis, state representative, is urging the state of Illinois to, hey, let's pursue this.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd welcome that.
Well, absolutely. But unfortunately, the government of Illinois, you know, is closely associated with those people on the left, and I don't want to start throwing names or labels around at people, but they're going to be against anything that would empower the people and take less control away from the government. People of that mindset believe that the government is the be-all and end-all, that the government knows best, that the government should be in control, and they would resist anything, like they attacked homeschooling on last year. The homeschooling is blooming in Illinois, and the fastest-growing demographic in the homeschool community at this point are Black Americans. And so people in our state government and other governments would like to block that access to freedom and to maintain control over people, and especially when it comes down to the education of our children. The teachers' unions and other people are highly invested in maintaining that control over your children. And the dollars and the control are enough that they would never let you go.
It seems like these lawmakers would listen to their constituents and say, well, I know the teachers' unions don't want this, but mm-hmm. I've got more constituents mm-hmm. to answer to than the teachers' union.
But unfortunately, they're going to listen to the unions. They're going to listen to the people who are giving them the campaign donations. They're going to listen to those people. We have to have the freedom. So I say, get your children out of public schools. Put your children in homeschools or homeschool co-ops. As much as you can wrest control away from the government of things that are important to your life, you need to do it.
Cesar, I think another big reason why we need to get kids here in Illinois out of government schools, mental health screenings.
Mm.
Who knows who's going to be conducting these evaluations?
Mm-hmm.
Surely not people that we think would be good.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
What are your thoughts about
that? Well, exactly as you just stated, you know, and it is one of the another on the long list of reasons why you need to get your children out. And we don't know these people, you know, I think some of them need mental screenings themselves, but we don't know what their values are. We don't know what it is that they're trying to look for when they declare somebody mentally sound based on the parameters that they set up. And so, yeah, I'm all for, hey, making sure if people have, you know, mental challenges that they get the help that they need. But once again, I don't want to leave this up now to these individuals in these schools who say that it's mentally normal for a 5, 6, 7-year-old that want to change their gender. These are the same people who believe in that. So I definitely don't want them to make those kind of assessments to my child. My child might be going in there and says, you know, I'm a boy, but I think I'm a girl and I want to change, but I don't want my parents to know about it. And those schools are going to be, okay, that's right. That's mentally right. Instead of saying, hey, something's wrong with you. You know, if you think at this age that you're a girl when you're a little boy. So I don't want to trust them with that. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't
trust their judgment. You know, I don't trust their intentions when it comes down to that. So, no, that's just another one of the reasons to get your children out immediately. Immediately. That shows just how on fire the school systems are. And we don't have time for bucket brigades. We got to get them out now before they're burned up in that kind of foolishness.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you're doing something about this. Tell us about what's happening with the Good Soil, Good Seed Foundation. You're making some progress.
Absolutely. And thank you for giving me the chance to talk about that. That was born out of our efforts with Public School Exit. When we at Illinois Family opened up a Public School Exit chapter and we started going across the state and we were highlighting the negative and destructive things that are taking place in our government schools. We had this whole mantra like the schools are on fire, get your children out right away. And so then we started adding, here's how to do it. So we started helping people learn how to open up micro schools and how to homeschool and try to get them access to information and resources to help them be able to do that. So we had a three-tiered angle parent empowerment pyramid. Say that three times.
And I'll let you do it.
And so it was based on, first of all, informing the parents about the tragedies, horror things going on in government schools, also about the options, helping them implement those options, like teaching them how to open up homeschool co-ops and how to do micro schools. But then we thought about investing. We need to be investing in what we believe in. So we at Illinois Family decided to launch Good Soil, Good Seed. The whole idea is to make scholarships for underprivileged children who would want to be in a private Christian school but can't afford it, but then also to give grants to churches and other organizations that would be willing to start those schools. So we have been blessed over the last several years to give out dozens of scholarships to underprivileged children. We started with a school in Woodlawn in the city, Cornerstone Baptist Church, Pastor Courtney Lewis. And so we were able to help him get his school open, get it up, and then also to send scholarships to some of their kids. Chicago Home Educator Support System, Pastor Latasha Fields, we've been able to give grants to help them with the great work that they're doing. And we've given grants to schools as far down as Mattoon, Illinois, over in Marshall, Illinois. And so our capacity to be able to give, our goal is to eventually reach $1 million a year that we'll be able to give in grants and scholarships. The Good Soil grants are those grants for opening up schools, because we believe the fertile soil in the sower of the seed parable that Jesus told, he talked about the condition of the soil. And the condition of the soil greatly affected how productive the seed was going to be and being able to be planted. So we give grants to start up Bible-based. Now, here's the thing, Monty. They got to be Bible-based. We call them principal approach schools, where everything is built on the Word of God. And then they have to be open to all people who would be willing to come in and put their children in that kind of education. The good seed is the scholarship to afford the parent to be able to plant the seed in that good soil.
And yeah. Where does the money come from for these scholarships?
Well, it's all donor-based. We get money from donors and corporations to be able to help fund the scholarships. And those schools are, like I said, in Woodlawn, different areas across the state where the schools are. And many of them, like the micro schools, we've had three churches in the last year that opened up micro schools within their churches.
What's a micro school?
A micro school is like a one-room schoolhouse. David Hazel at My Father's World has developed a dynamic curriculum for that, but there are other curriculums as well. And the whole concept is that you can start a small school in just one room in your church, and you can accommodate the way the curriculum is set up. You can accommodate different grade levels within that one-room schoolhouse. And the curriculum is laid out whereby everybody can learn at their pace according to how they progress. And it's a dynamic model. I mean, they've thought about it well at My Father's World, and many homeschoolers have embraced it. We had on our board a homeschool parent who homeschooled all her children for years. She said, we use this curriculum, and it's dynamic. What it does is based on teaching the children how to learn, not just teaching to memorize these facts so you can pass the test. And so it gives you an opportunity if you're a small church. Like, I'm a small church. And so we said, hey, Liberty Faith Academy is going to be our micro school. We sent our people to Rolla, Missouri to get the training. Now we are trainers to be able to train other people how to use the curriculum. And we opened up a one-room schoolhouse in our church, and we've encouraged others to do so as well. So we have some churches that are doing it, but not enough. That's why we just launched a campaign that's going to culminate in a big conference we're going to do next August. And it's called Every Home a School, Every Church an Academy. And that's the idea, to be able to say, listen, our first recommendation is always for homeschooling. And so we want to convince people that every home should be a school. That's ideally, that's the best place to be able to teach your children. Educate your children at home so you can disciple and develop them. And so we really want every home to be the primary school, but then every church should be an academy. If a parent can't homeschool, if you have a community where parents really can't do that, well, then let's send them to the church. Let them come there. And here's the most exciting thing about that, Monty. When I started making these presentations to pastors, I told them the greatest thing is the opportunity to disciple children. We have that number one responsibility to make disciples of Jesus Christ. And there's no greater chance to do that than by making disciples of our children. And so we're taught in Scripture, teach the children, impress the doctrines of God and the doctrines of the faith down in them when they get up, when they lay down, when they're walking. So the parents have that responsibility to do it, but we have the responsibility to help them make disciples of their children. The greatest sound, Monty, as a pastor, when I walk into my church and I hear when they're like the kids might be in worship and I hear the voices of children singing praises to God. And when I see children run up to me and hug me, hey, Pastor Caesar, when I know these children are being loved on and they're being taught the word of God, it's the greatest feeling in the world to know that we have an opportunity to do both of these things at once, to make disciples of Jesus Christ, and then also to be a blessing to our children, to save them from the destruction that's lying in Satan's lair, which I call the government school system.
How does public school exit, how do they come alongside homeschool parents?
Well, basically, public school exit is the information. You know, we're telling them why you need to do it, but also we're a conduit for resources to help them connect with parents, the parents with the resources, the people who know how. Like, for instance, in Illinois, we have the Illinois Christian Home Educators, Kirk Smith, our dear friend. We have Pastor Latasha Fields with Christian Home Educators Support System on the south side of Chicago doing amazing work. Her next summit is coming up again in March to bring all these people together. So public school exit, that's what we do. We want to get the information out. Hey, this is what's going on. Here's the alternatives to it. This is how you do it. And then also to point you into where resources might be to support what it is that God would have you to do. With God, He says He will supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. He won't ask you to do more than you can do. And He has not asked us, but demanded us that we make sure our children are being discipled and developed, because they are a precious gift from God. Our children are our heritage, just a gift from God. And we need to do everything that we can to make sure that they are protected, that they are developed, and that they are discipled so they can live a life of Christ and help make our nation great again.
Well, speaking of that, I kind of get the sense, and maybe I'm wrong on this, that with President Trump in office, a lot of people feel that the school system, the government school system, is getting better. There's less indoctrination. Do you get that sense too?
I don't. And I will never be one. I'm sorry. People have the freedom to do what you want. Somebody used to say to me all the time, as you see the light, brother, walk therein. But I will never be encouraged by the government school system, because I know why it was built to begin with. It was never built to develop independent and free thinkers. You know, there's a gentleman by the name of Carter G. Woodson. He has a library here, but he was a historian and a great black educator. But he said this back in 1933. He said, since 1865, and that was kind of like the inception of the mandated government schools, he says it appears that the government school is not there to help educate or develop the African, the Negro, they called it at that time, but rather to oppress and indoctrinate them. And we've found from the communists where they said, this is how we're going to spread socialism in America, through the education system, through the government school system. Horace Mann and others then are mandating, you must send your children to the government school. You must do it. And so it was developed to infiltrate the school system. Socialists actually said, how are we going to do this? How are we going to overcome Christianity? And how are we going to spread this socialist ideology throughout America? He says, through the schools. And so the schools were set up that way to indoctrinate, to take away our focus from Christ, the whole idea about how is it that we're going to reorientate everybody on the planet to follow these leftist ideas, and they said it's through the school system. So it can't be reformed because it was rotten from the very beginning. We already had a system in place, and God has given us that system, that parents are the ones to be able to take that responsibility and to train your children. So this is an opportunity that the church has to step up and fill that gap, recognize the failure of the schools, recognize the failure of society because we're turning away from Christ, step in and fill that void, open up your door so that those children can come in and they can be given wisdom. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. They can be discipled, and then they do better academically in that environment than they do in the government school system. The government school system is an abject failure. Some districts here where you got only 2% of the people are reading at their grade level. They don't care. They're going to pass them anyway. You got all these kids that are failing, yet you got a 75, 80% graduation rate, and the school system is failing. We're giving kids diplomas they can't even read.
Well, people need to get in contact with Good Soil, Good Seed Scholarship Foundation. How do they do that?
Well, our website is gsgsfoundation.com. That's gsgsfoundation.com. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 133, South Holland, Illinois. That's Post Office Box 133, South Holland, Illinois. Or they could just simply give me a call. Area code 708-378-4712.
Once again, that number is?
708-378-4712.
That's the Reverend Caesar LaFleur with the Good Soil, Good Seed Scholarship Foundation. We're going to continue our conversation with Caesar, the Bishop of Truth, right after this.
Need somewhere to belong? Try here. We're socialites. Find us at socialites.blog. We aim to cultivate meaningful friendships and create places for people to come together face to face.
We do weekly group, Bible study groups, swing dancing. We even do bonfires on occasion.
We also connect churches via their YA groups in the Chicagoland area.
We want to be the answer to the question of, where do you even meet people anymore? Come find us at socialites.blog. Check out some of the events we got going or any of the groups that we host regularly.
Socialites.blog.
Thanks for joining Illinois Family Spotlight. Monty Lyric here, along with the Reverend Caesar LaFleur. He's a pastor at the Spirit of Liberty Church of God in Markham, and he serves on the boards of the Illinois Family Institute and the Good Soil, Good Seed Scholarship Foundation. He's also the state director of IFI's Public School Exit Project. You mentioned that your church has started a micro school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe there's some churches out there, maybe a pastor says, maybe we should do this, but oh my, it's going to be fraught with problems. And how on earth do we get started with that?
Yeah, well, first of all, get over that notion. It's not fraught with problems. One of the things I'll challenge the church, and I've been a minister for 35 years. A lot of times it's not a lack of resources. It's just misdirection of where our attention and our priorities are. So I can just really say this, that is no problem at all. If you have a building, that building sits there 7 days a week, 365 days a year. The building is there. And so you have space in your building. That's not a problem. There won't be any problem as far as getting curriculum or anything like that. Those things are easy. You really need just to ask someone for people with a good heart in your church or people in your community that would be willing to come in and want to help serve those children, give them the resources that they need, connect with some mentoring or some co-ops like CHESS or ITCHI or others that can help you, HSLDI, which is a legal resource. Everything is there. God just wants us to take the step. He's already made preparations for what you're going to need. And that's what God does a lot of times. When we hear the voice of the Lord speaking, our responsibility is to get up and move. And then God's going to work out all of those details. And then the second thing is, when do we ever expect that we're not going to have trouble? Anything worth doing is worth going through whatever difficulties you have to get over it. What price do we put on the heads of our children and their development? Jesus never said when we got saved and we went into ministry that we were just going to sit back in an easy chair and everything was just going to be great. No, we have an adversary. My favorite scripture is when it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of every one. Every hiccup that you're going to have in pursuing what God would have us to do, God is going to help you overcome those, and it's going to be worth doing it.
Your church is kind of one of those cutting-edge churches. Mm-hmm. You've not only started a micro school, but you're now very actively involved in the pro-life movement.
Absolutely.
By creating a pregnancy care center within the church confines.
Absolutely. I've been in the pro-life movement for 35 years. I've been preaching about opening up pregnancy centers in churches that length of time. 3 years ago, I was able to work with Pastor Charles Moody and with Pregnancy Aid of Illinois, and we opened up a pregnancy care center right there in his church. And I got spiritually jealous. I talked to my people. And so I say, Lord, this is the best way to be able to share the love of Jesus Christ is to meet those women right there in that point of need that they have, to bless them, to minister to them, to serve them, to counsel them, pray for them, to walk with them through this difficult process. And when I laid the vision out before my church, I thought they were going to go, what are you talking about? You were talking about this school, now you're talking about this. But they understand that this is what it is to be a household of faith, a house of refuge. This is why God called us here. This is why he placed us in Markham to do that, not just to collect people so we can say we have a big congregation, but how do we love God and serve God? And then how do we love the people and serve them as well? So God gave us the vision for his Loving Arms Pregnancy Help Center. We're actually going to be opening up in the spring of 2026.
How do you staff something like that?
Volunteers are always needed. So that's
But are they qualified?
Well, and so training is available. Here's the good thing. We never ask people to do anything that we're not willing to train them to be able to do. So we want them to be confident and know that they know what they're doing. We want to make sure that we're vetting and getting the right kind of people in there that have the right kind of heart and everything. So, yeah, we want to train, we want to vet, and make sure that this is a grace-based atmosphere or anything they have to be ashamed of. They're walking into a house of refuge where they know they're going to be loved and ministered to.
Wow. I just wish some of these more affluent churches would say, hey, we've got plenty of space here. Mm-hmm. Let's do this.
Absolutely. You've got space for a church, and you got place for school. Now, I have a small church, and so we thought about it, so how are we going to have a pregnancy center and a school in the same building? And we said, well, God gave us the answer. So the lower level is where we're going to have our pregnancy center, and the upstairs level is where we're going to have our one-room schoolhouse. And we're going to have a separate entrance for that and a separate entrance for the school. But churches, even if you can't do it, here's another thing. Even if you don't have the space, time, or even the interest, but many of you all have the funds to help support others that are doing it. And so there's many ways for us to get involved. And so there's opportunities that if you can't do the work yourself, support the work and vice versa. Let's just be one in advancing the kingdom of God, lifting Jesus up, making disciples of him, and loving our community. That alone, if Christians would just live as Christians, we could change the world.
The church, maybe they don't have the facilities and all this that they might need, but maybe they could provide a couple volunteers.
Absolutely, and that's what people are going to be looking for. One of the things we're going to be doing at the first of the year is start doing the weekly training for volunteers. And so right now we're in the process of, for the His Loving Arms Pregnancy Center, we're in the process of getting the facility, laying it out as it should be. Next, we're going to be training volunteers.
You're actually being the church.
I believe that's what we're called to be.
You brought it up. This is a way to reach people for Christ.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Think of the opportunities.
Yes. Point them to Jesus Christ. And that's what it's all about. People have needs. And the church should have the heart of compassion. Our main goal should be the souls of people. How do we reach people? How do we connect with them? How do we love them and point them towards Jesus Christ? And that's what we want to connect people with the love of Christ, to change their lives. Make it so that even if their situation don't change, they change in the situation.
That's the Reverend Caesar LaFleur. He's the pastor of the Spirit of Liberty Church of God in Markham, also an IFI board member, chairman of the board of the Good Soil, Good Seed Foundation, the state leader for IFI's public school exit project. Having said all that, Caesar, I'm sure someone out there listening would like to get in contact with Good Soil, Good Seed, Public School Exit.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm a one-stop order. Contact me right here at Illinois Family Institute. You can email me, l.caesar, l.caesar, at illinoisfamily.org. you can get me at spiritoflibertypastor@gmail.com.
And the phone number here at IFI, in case you don't know, is 708-781-9328. Do support the work of the Illinois Family Institute. If you'd like to give, go to our website, illinoisfamily.org, click donate. All donations tax deductible, very much appreciated. So tell your family and friends about Illinois Family Spotlight. Until next time, stay healthy, stay active, and God bless.
For more information about Illinois Family Spotlight, visit ifiaction.org. And to email questions and comments, do so at feedback@ifiaction.org.